I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but... scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Dwayne from Concord. You're listening to The Morning Roast. Spadoni, the Italians love you.
Hey, there, Shasky.
Shasky, you're pretty cool, too.
Oh, we are rolling today, baby. We got the boys in here for the crossover every Friday around this time, Guru and Steiny. But before I get their voices on air, I got to tell you about preseason, which is officially happening this weekend. I don't know if you know that. The Lakers are playing the Warriors at Shea Center this Sunday. But this Saturday, tomorrow at Pier 39, we have a preseason special you won't want to miss. Live appearances from Warriors favorites like Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia, Kalena Azubuike, Tim Roy, and our very own Bonte Hill, who was at the game yesterday at SoFi Stadium. Don't know if you guys saw that. Plus, your chance to win tickets to the first preseason game again on Sunday, October 5th, as the Warriors host Jake LaRavia and the Lakers. And if that's not enough, the legend himself, Evan Giddings, alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, will be broadcasting live from 12 to 4. It's hoops, it's hype, and the season is almost here on your station for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game. How we doing, boys?
Man. You saw that Shasky video yesterday. Just anything that happens with this Niner team from here on out will not shock me. How about that?
It's okay. Incredible.
After that, what I saw yesterday when the world thought they had no chance and they dominated the Rams with the ball time. We talked about it, Steiny, time of possession. But the fact you won that game in that fashion, whatever happens from here on out, Daryl the Good, I went third person. I'm okay with it. Anything can pop off. Just they're in the Super Bowl, Steiny. Okay, they're in the Super. How do you
that
get
would
that
surprise
done?
Me.
How do you get that done last night with what you didn't have at your disposal?
I called it one of had they won this game and they did, it would have been one of the greatest wins.
I
in
defended
the
that
Shanahan
take
era.
For you. Yeah.
You did. Oh, thank you. Because they had no business winning that game, Steiny. None. Zero. Short week. Hold on. Let me go through it. Short week. You're without your starting quarterback.
I throw short week out because the Rams had one too. But we move on.
They were at home though.
Yeah. That short flight. Go ahead.
Are you on? Is he on air, by the way? I can't hear him in my ears. I'm staring at my headphones. Can you guys hear him in your headphones?
It's on.
Oh, yeah, I got him.
Okay, we got
him.
All right. Well, yeah. I guess my headphones are messed up now, too.
So apparently it was the biggest upset the Niners have pulled since 2011.
Against?
They were
Detroit?
Underdogs by 9.5 to Philly.
Oh, that was when Justin Smith punched the ball out on the play. Yeah, they were going up against the receiver. Oh, my God.
Quick?
What?
Mike Quick?
No, it's not Mike
2000.
Quick.
What?
He played for the Eagles.
Yeah, they
so he's going old school Eagles.
Mike Quick?
Yeah, you don't remember him?
He was really good.
Oh, he was Jonathan Quick guy.
No, this
anyway,
is my quick.
Anyway, yeah, they were favored to lose by 9.5, and they won that game. That was 2011, so they were 8.5-point underdogs. They won. It was their biggest upset since 11. It was the biggest upset of the season.
Mm. They had come back early. It was huge. It was a big comeback game. Yeah, that was a big one.
I mean, it's an incredible performance. It was.
Jeremy Maclin got the ball punched. I remember Jeremy Maclin. I had to look it up. Sorry, but that's the one I remember.
I mean, it was a great game.
It really was.
It was a
incredible
great game.
Well,
and
you know
that's what I loved about it most. Like, I'm halfway through the game, I'm like, this is a great game.
Right?
Yeah. It was.
Well, the way it started off was like, oh, 14-0? This could not have been scripted any better. Then you get the Kendrick Bourne drop on third down.
I thought that was, oh boy. Oh, well,
the momentum fully went to their side. And then they scored a touchdown right away. And you're like,
Stafford started looking like, oh my.
Exactly.
The epitome of what a quarterback should be.
But they finished the half with the field goal. They're up 17-7. I think we were all thinking the same thing, like, I'll take it. And then, is Shanahan going to blow this game? Is Mac Jones out forever? Like,
he looked like he popped whatever. Like, it was over.
It was unbelievable. I'm like, why are you giving the ball the juice at the goal line? What are we doing?
Oh, that
like,
one was.
There's so many things. Then we get to the fourth quarter. All right. I'm thinking with a minute and a half to go, I mean, there's a case. Oh, maybe you let him score.
Kyle said he thought about it.
You have one timeout, but I'm thinking, all right, can Mac run, literally run, if you complete a pass over the middle and the clock's ticking, can he physically run to catch up to spike the
ball? I would say no.
Which is why I needed as much time as possible. And I was like, do you let him score? Okay, did that cross your mind?
Oh my gosh, yes.
It did not cross my mind.
Okay, it did cross mine, man.
The one thing that did cross my mind was, would you take a safety here
on the same
following
thing.
Possession? Yeah. But then I thought, well, now a field goal wins it
exactly.
For him. So,
I understood. You push him back further than you would with the punt, though, right? When you do the safety
and you
kick,
give yourself
for sure,
room,
yes, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But God, the way guys are kicking it now,
I know. That's right.
Well, that like, kicker,
you got it. You got yeah. That's true. And that was a that was
huge
a difference
play
in the game.
Yeah. Huge play. And they were talking about first play of the game. Sky Moore is like bobbling the return.
Dude, that, I wasn't even mad. Like, how do you catch that? Like, whoa! That's what Stoney and Dibbs were talking about. You got to kick it like that, man.
Well, when's the last time you like? But what?
Real quick.
What?
The Rams.
That's not an easy kick to do.
Oh, no, I got
and
you.
It got him hurt.
It's
late
a secret
in that
weapon.
Game.
Let me
yes,
give you
it
a
did.
Golf analogy. It's like the three-quarter low punch shot that you have to hit, which is easier said than done.
Yeah. There's definitely an art to it.
Right?
You got to hit the ball like halfway.
Yeah.
You go a little too high.
I got you.
You're not going to go high enough.
Yeah.
It's incredible, Goo, that the fact that they won this game, you could make the argument, because of their special teams.
Yeah.
When's the last time you could say that about Niners?
No,
win?
The Rams,
because
that's,
of their special
that's
teams.
An ongoing issue. I heard you this morning. They are worse than the it's bad.
I can't
to
believe
miss
that.
The extra point, I was like, I said, I think Mac can lead them down, but I think some of the play calling by the Rams at the end where they were afraid Mac might drive down and they couldn't stop him. But for him to throw the ball almost 50 times, 49 times, he looked like Bama Mac in control. And they were in zone. I don't know what the Rams defensive coordinator was doing to start the game, but Mac was, I'm like, oh, this dude is in football heaven with the coach.
Goo, he looked incredible. Goo.
I can't, I'm just a
footwork. Pre-snap recognition. You know.
Oh, post, you're blitzing. Oh, you're coming from over there?
Boom, boom, bang. Like, just quick little. How about the ball placement? Or, like, some of them were perfectly thrown away from the defender. I counted one 0-0 throw.
And that was right before the field.
Oh, my God, my heart stopped.
Catch the ball. Maybe that's why you play defense, but, right? You got no hands.
And then I thought one of the plays of the night from Mac, which no one's talked about really, except one time earlier. The ball gets tipped at the line. It jumps in the air. And instead of trying to catch it, he just goes, I'm going to bat it down. I thought that was really smart.
Would have broken everything. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Freddy Krueger he was last night.
He was fixing the knee brace. Then Kaylee Hartung, the sideline reporter, was actually, he's just dehydrated.
Right.
And he was cramping.
It looked like he was
dead on the field. Then he gets his arm massaged.
Yeah,
something
was
his
going
forearm.
On? He's eating
and then,
bananas.
Then his ass is hanging out for America to see because he got sacked. Only sacked one time, by the way. Like, I came away from this game, and if he doesn't do anything else this season,
4-1, man.
They're 4-1, and he's 3-0. They're 3-0 in the division now,
guys.
I've
said Elvis Gerback
Dallas,
over and over.
Yeah.
But when I say Elvis Gerback to you, what do you think of? Just what do you think of?
just the impossible.
The one game against Dallas.
No doubt.
That's the game.
Everybody said that this is the impossible. They're hurt and they lost free agents. And that game wasn't even close.
No, they blew them out. But that's what Mac just had one of those moments.
So I keep it real radio. I thought they were going to lose when Collins made the fumble. I was like, oh boy, here we go. This is good. Did you have a problem with Kyle after the fumble with the three straight runs? Because I'm thinking to myself, no guts, no glory.
Who are you throwing to? Your offensive line
Kendrick
is getting
had 10 for 142.
I know, but your offensive line is getting bodied by Jared Verse. He's a stud. He is so good.
He doesn't want to hold.
So you had no problem
either.
With the three runs.
I said to these guys, you're going to get a hold in the end zone.
Oh, and PTSD. It's a safety.
Yeah. I didn't want that to happen. You needed them to burn all three timeouts. That was the most important.
And Stafford rolls out. I go, what's he doing? It hits Atwell with a throw from the heavens. I'm like, oh boy.
Right.
And then they win.
It's pretty incredible. When you look at the wide receiver corps alone, comparing and contrasting both those teams, they have Davante Adams, Hall of Famer, Puka Nacua on his way to a Hall of Fame trajectory.
Spadoni, they were on lock early in the first half. Davante was MIA.
He dominated second half.
Why wouldn't he throw with him on fourth down?
Real quick on Davante. I don't like the guy's body language. Whenever he gets up from a play, it's like he's disgusted. He's never happy.
It's your
excited.
Fault. Yeah.
It's your fault. He pouts on the field. Gotcha.
I'm with you.
He did that as a Packer and as a Raider. Now he's doing it as a Ram in his first year. Steiny, what did you make of before the game even happened? The report from Rap Sheet, NFL Network, that Brock Purdy suffered a setback and he's week to week going forward. And it's not, 100% that he's going to start next week. It sounded like he'd be surprised if he started next week against the Bucs.
So, it happened in the Jacksonville game.
Suffered a setback there,
I mean, I believe it because played against Jacksonville and that he didn't play Thursday. I mean, I don't think there's any doubt that now, you still got to deal with Mac Jones's health, but I don't think there's any doubt now you can be a little cautious with Brock Purdy.
I don't think there's any reason not to. If they didn't have Mac, how would this be discussed around the league?
Season might be teetering.
No. The way they handled the Brock injury is what I'm getting at.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Say what you said yesterday, Stoney. You kind of second guessed it.
Well, it's easy to second guess. It's absolutely easy to second guess. They brought him back. He got hurt, and then he had to miss another game. Yeah, if Mac Jones doesn't play well and they lose, it was going to be a tough game anyway.
Yeah.
But now, the one thing I think this does is now it takes a little bit of the emphasis away from, who should play Sunday? It's just like, if he's not ready, play Mac.
Exactly.
Forget the contract. Am I foul for saying, forget the controversy because this is Brock's show, but how about you just ride the hot hand?
I think there's something to be said for that. I'm not necessarily there just yet because I don't think Brock's been healthy enough to have a hot hand.
Mm.
He didn't really play in the preseason. Right? All the guys that he would have been throwing to week one barely played with him. Juwan Jennings sat out all the training camp. I'm not trying to make excuses, but we've barely seen Brock play this year. He's played two games.
Yeah, I got you. So he's ready to go, regardless what Mac does, if he adds on to this 3-0, just put it on.
You probably owe it to yourself to throw Brock out there and get a good look at him again. Mm. And, I don't know.
What do you guys think Kyle Shanahan's saying?
50 pass attempts.
What is Kyle Shanahan saying behind closed doors to John Lynch right now about Mac Jones?
If it would be any different from when he told John, I'm going to get him as my backup. Because quietly, that was one of the best offseason moves seen.
Do we know that it was them that reached out or was Mac Jones reached out to the Niners?
Because if I'm Mac
Jones and they sent a two-year deal, not one, he's there for two years, which sounds incredible now. Like you just got away with this.
That was the genius move of the whole offseason.
Oh, my God.
Saleh and Mac.
Well, Baldy's talking to us. He's like, he's going to be the prize offseason thing after just three starts. So people are going to want him to pay him for the starter.
Sam Darnold all over.
But he's here for 2 years.
Yeah.
So, more contract talks in the offseason.
3-0 in the division, though, man. How does that feel, Butch?
I mean, he just looks so good right now. Like, that
confidence.
I hear you on the hot hand. There is something to be said for that. I just don't know where I stand on it right now. Yeah. Honest to gosh, I wonder how Kyle's viewing it. Like, on that plane ride home. His team is responding to him.
Well, that's the thing.
What's what thing?
The team is responding to Mac Jones.
They love Mac.
And I'm not saying they didn't respond to Purdy.
No.
But
I hear you.
That win last night was more than just a regular win.
Right?
They had a quiet confidence about him,
I think it was I wrote down the time when he got hurt. I was like, I think I'd take him out. They were actually winning. I think they were still up two scores when Mac like really got hurt. Yeah.
You texted
like,
three.
Really got hurt. And I was like, I think I'd get him out there and just try to hold on to the game somehow.
Right.
And then he comes back and he just kept playing and he got a little bit better. It looked like physically, but no, it was great. Really impressive. Gutsy. Impressive. Very. Very, not from everybody too, not just Mac Jones.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's the crossover every Friday at this time with Steiny and Guru in with Spadoni and Chasky talking about a massive Niners win, 26-23 on Thursday Night Football, Joe.
So just I'll play along with the question, Guru.
Yeah.
I thought the sunken cost fallacy, meaning, hey, we've invested multiple picks into whoever it is, Trey Lance or this running back or whatever. You know, like, it is the NFL. You play the best guy. Hey, we invested into Anthony Richardson. Well, he's not good. Okay. Danny Dimes is better right now. And I know you only brought Danny Dimes in on a smaller deal, whatever. But, like, you owe it to yourself and the rest of the guys in the locker room to try to win games. That's why the Jake Moody thing bugged me so much. Because it's like, all right, you drafted him with a third rounder, but he's not good, right? Find a guy who's good.
But the politics were keeping him in his job.
Yeah, so I acknowledge both sides of this. I'm kind of talking out of the side of my mouth here. When they got rid of Trey Lance, it was the right decision. Like, it was the right
decision.
And
they admitted we messed up. Let's move forward.
Yeah, the guy was better. And he was making less money. And it didn't matter how much you invested into Trey Lance. I do think this is a little different because you have a body of work with Brock Purdy that you didn't have with other guys. Jake Moody didn't have a body of work. Trey Lance didn't have a body of work, right? And so I think this is a little different than that. Even Alex Smith, for as good as he was when Kaepernick took over for him, Brock was better for longer than what Alex Smith was at that time. So I do believe this is a very unique circumstance. And so I do think that's got, forget the money. I'm talking about the body of work that he does have on his resume.
Super Bowl, two NFC championship games.
Right?
No,
last year I labeled it as mediocre. I thought his last year was mediocre.
Yeah.
Well, especially through the prism of how outstanding he was for the first 30 games or something like that. I think this one's a tough one because there's an injury and it compromises fundamentally who he is. It's like taking away the legs for Jeff Garcia. You know, you take those away, he's not the same kind of guy.
Yeah, I told Steiny this morning, look, dude, I'm excited, so there's going to be hyperbole, but how can you not think about this Niner team after this win and just how they've been pulling them out, Spadoni, about if that day does come and you get Kittle back, you get, if I forget, if you get whole and healthy, I mean, good God, what, I mean, the Rams are,
the only player we know is not coming back. Nick Bosa is not coming back. All right, so he's out for the season.
They need to get Pearsall right.
They
need Pearsall right.
They need Pearsall. You can still
need him right.
Like, they could go out and get someone. Now it takes two to tango. You can trade for someone. I know everyone's calling in. Go get Trey Hendrickson. Go get Kayvon Thibodeau. That'll figure itself out. You got to get some depth there because you can't just be doing stunts the entire game. You. That's not going to work. Bryce Huff was exhausted.
No, they were. The Rams were like, I can't believe they ran the ball. You helped the Niners.
I know. I totally agree. I don't know why
they McVay was sick. He owned it.
Well, he was, I don't know. He was doing that 1,000-yard stare that he likes to do when he messed things up. He outthought himself yesterday for sure. But I'm with you, Gu. I was just thinking about that. Like, they're going to get Kittle back. What version of Pearsall are you going to get back? You want to protect him. Like, that's another guy you have to be careful with.
Barch.
Juwan Jennings. Yeah. Well. Barch, obviously. Well, and whatever version of Brandon Ayuk, I don't even know if he comes back this year. Whatever you get from him will be gravy because I'm not expecting much from him.
But there'll be an incentive to do something to enhance it.
Yeah. Can I ask you this? Yeah. You're talking about all the different guys.
Yeah.
Is the passing game the most dynamic it's been since 2023?
I was just thinking about that, too.
I'm just asking out loud.
I'm just thinking. Go ahead, Steiny.
Was there at any point left? Because the offense as a whole does not look great.
There's no run game.
I agree.
And they won.
I think Mac is the best arm talent that Shanahan has had.
Forget that. Okay. We know they can't run the ball at all right now, period. Is the passing attack so good it can overcome that right now? Or are we just caught up in the moment?
I think they're supplementing it. Like we were talking about yesterday, they're doing like the old Patriots dink and dunk offense. Caller called in earlier.
Yeah, but he threw some deep balls too.
No, but he did. But that's what I'm saying. Because they had to respect the front of the field, they know they can't run the ball right now. I don't know if that's going to get better at all this season. It doesn't look like it. Like, can Connor Colby all of a sudden turn into an all-pro? He's a rookie. I don't know. I mean, Ben Barch, Dominic Pooney looks like he's not the same player as last year. Colton McKivitz, he's not a top 10 right tackle. He's solid. He's not top 10. I thought Trent showed up yesterday. Yeah, that was after having a bad week last week, he showed up.
Jared Verse is so good.
But I don't know if the rushing attack's ever going to be what it is, yeah, like, or what it's been under Shanahan this season. Maybe they have to be a throw first team. And with Mac Jones, that's more confidence doing that.
Wow.
Steiny, yeah. When I started going down there, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts.
It looked like you were excited.
When guys get hurt, like they get hurt, like they've been hurt for the Niners, I always think there's two things. There's one, getting hurt, that's a problem. But there's also another issue that will be happening the rest of the year they got to figure out, and that's when guys start coming back, whoever's quarterback in the team is going to be quarterback in kind of a different group over the next 4 to 6 weeks. They may have to play, and I'm not saying this is bad, they got to play with Kittle in the next couple of weeks. Pearsall's probably going to get back. Is Mac Jones going to be the quarterback in a week or two? Are they going back to Purdy? If they go back to Purdy, so there's
a lot of moving
parts. They've
got
to readjust when they start getting healthy too. So they may have a couple bumps in the road when those guys start coming back and start getting some kind of continuity with the same team. But I mean, where they are right now at 4-1. I mean, they're sitting pretty. There's no doubt about it.
Where do you guys put that win? Steiny, I'm going to start with you. Where do you put, in terms of like improbability and gutsy and just, I mean, everything, I guess, that's as good of a win I can remember in the Bay in a long time.
You and other guys remember games way better than I do. I mean, it's got to be up there. I'm just thinking, what could have been a bigger win for Shanahan in the regular season? Well, like, what about the game against Seattle, the last game of the year?
That was to win the division, get the number one seed.
But this one's one where...
You were the underdog.
Of course.
And you were injured.
Yeah, and I think this is, this is clearly pretty good for morale. I almost think, they don't want a break right now, but they'll get one. They need it.
You mentioned Philly a couple years ago, but
it
was Tyson. It was Ali Frazier. Yeah. Like, you were good enough to go win that game.
That was a bad blood game.
Yesterday was Gorilla Glue, duct tape, nobody giving you a chance, no Bosa. So I got to believe this. And they were talking about it after, a quiet confidence of, Kyle talked about everybody's counting us out, and they utilize that. So to me, this might be the top tier one of, you are at your lowest in regard to what you're, putting your best foot forward, because everybody was hurt to me.
Hey, Goo, what'd you think of the suit? Mac Jones, well,
it was something out of Kid and Play, something out of House Party.
Suge Knight. Out of the Sorcerer.
That's great.
That was Suge Knight.
He's got some swag to him. Then he did the shoulder thing to the defender. He did play at Bama with a lot of brothers. He got some swag.
Goo, I will be the first to admit, I had this guy all wrong, and he won me over. I don't know where this is going. I'm enjoying the game for what it is.
The beauty of it,
Goo,
that you can admit that.
Goo, he's been amazing. He's been amazing. Everything and then some. And to me, the toughness. I mean,
I thought he was done, man. I really did.
With every win, you could see Kyle Shanahan's grin getting bigger and bigger. Like, I told you guys about this Mac Jones. You guys all laughed at me. Oh, I want Trey Lance. I want Justin Fields. Yeah. You guys laughed at me for even wanting Mac Jones because he had his picture off and he was a little fat.
Yeah.
He had the cigar in his mouth.
Bot.
Who's laughing now?
Yeah. If he was a free agent at the end of the year, he'd get a Darnold-like deal, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
If he keeps doing this,
but a quick wrap for and Stoddy, you answer this. If we all are going to admit, I don't, that they mishandled or let him play too soon, there is no way now moving forward. If Mac can go, that you don't give him more time.
Where's Mac at? He could barely walk.
So now you got two questions.
I know. Well, this goes back to, my God, if they don't draft some offensive line.
Wow, man. Jesus. I heard that. No, that was real.
Jesus.
What did you say? Two in the first three rounds?
He's lying on the ground. I go, they're going to cut his leg off. Like, they're going to bury the guy on the SoFi turf.
Real quick, we got to go here. But, Goo, you got something going on tomorrow with Evan Giddings.
Oh, at Pier 39. Yeah. All the people come out 12 to 4. We got Tim Roy, Fetsis, Bonte Hill, Kalina, and Evan Giddings will be chopping up. Can you believe there's a Warrior game Sunday?
Is LeBron gonna be there?
Nah.
Oh, what a Luca. Yeah. Skinny Luca.
Oh, at the game Sunday. Yeah. I don't know. Bronte got something going on with his ass. Nerve issue. Nerve issue in his glute.
On 95.7 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is whack.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Well, that was an unbelievable performance last night. Foe, for sure. And I'm not talking about Al Michaels. Goodness gracious.
Somebody take the keys. Like Butch said, take the keys from him, Steiny.
Back to Mac Jones.
Who? Who?
Apparently,
this one you think you know, we don't know crap. Sonny, we don't.
That's what I said last week.
You did, right? Oh my goodness, man!
That was a regular season classic
there
last
you go.
Night.
There
I don't think
go.
There's any doubt about it. 49ers win 26-23.
Now 4-1.
So much to talk about. Mac Jones was just dynamite, inspiring performance. I didn't think he was going to finish the game.
Who did?
And Kendrick Bourne.
10 for 142.
Alfred Collins, rather.
He knocked that thing out, Stein.
Pretty incredible. They get a kicker who not only do they get a kicker, they get a kicker who hits a 59-yarder. Just a great regular season win for the Niners, and now they get to enjoy it for a week and a half.
And it feels like Kyle Shanahan listened to you and I, Steiny, when we talked about the three I don't know if you remember asking or posing this question to me, the three reasons or keys for the Niners to win. I said they got to have time of possession. They got to win that battle. They got to get a couple turnovers. Steiny, those things happened. They dominated. The Niners did. And I think it shocked everybody from the opening drive. And the Rams, for whatever reason, came out in a zone, and Mac Jones was in a zone, and he picked it apart. But, Steiny, I'm sitting there at halftime like the Rams barely had the ball. So kudos to the offensive line, to the coaching staff. They did what they needed to do, but then it got scary in the second half, but they pulled it out. And I'll say this, Steiny, I don't know what the next 12 games offer or you know, going to happen. But the bottom line is this team is learning how to win right before our eyes, man. That you can't – can anybody argue with that?
Well, they've played five games this year. They've all been one-score games, and they've won four of them.
Damn.
And I just looked at last year, and in one-score games, they were 2-5 a year ago. So, you know, the one thing that – the way I always look at this kind of thing is, you know, they've made plays late in games to win. And some people might say, well, you know, they're getting a lot of breaks, but okay, the reality of the situation is you can only make breaks pay off if you're in games. If you're getting beat by multiple scores, then making a play or two or getting a break from the other team doesn't matter much. But when you're constantly in games and you're playing that kind of football and making those plays, then you end up winning all the close games. And right now they've made all the plays in 4 out of 5 games when they've needed to be made, and that's why this team's 4-1.
And I'm sitting there, and I hear you, Steiny. I'm sitting there after they give up the touchdown and what we all thought was going to be the lead by one, you know, to make them miss that extra point. I'm like, man, somebody got their hand on that ball. But that's just another play that allowed this game to go as far and as deep as it did. But again, Steiny, you know, Butch asked a question, and I'm not being just prisoner of the moment. You know, when they went up to Philly a couple years ago, the Niners were Billy Badass too, and they were healthy, and they took it to Philly, and that was a sweet win. But when you just talk about, you know, early on this season, has any team kind of defined odds with what you didn't have at your disposal, including and starting with your starting quarterback, to go win a game against a good Ram team on the road? I mean, how sweet does it get, you know?
Yeah, I also like
that's as sweet as it gets.
I also really liked – I really like what McCaffrey's doing this year.
And how many touches?
I don't know what he's – you know, what percentage he's playing at. And I know he's not racking up 80 to 100 yards rushing every game. But, like, this is the way the 49ers are going to have to win games if they're not going to be able to run the football. And I got to give credit to Kyle Shanahan because he's figured out a way to keep – McCaffrey's still engaged, and McCaffrey's so skilled that he can catch the ball out of the backfield. And even though he's not getting a ton of yards per carry, I still think it's important that they got to keep running him some to keep that threat alive. But I just, man, I like the way McCaffrey's playing. You know, the one thing I was thinking about watching that game is, you know, sometimes we have a tendency, McCaffrey stinks.
Yeah.
Man, these guys are so tough, all of them. Man. It's unbelievable.
No,
I mean, it really is. And I'm not just talking about the Niners guys. Like, you watch a game like that last night, and you watch Mac Jones and McCaffrey's getting hurt, and the 49ers had a couple more injuries on defense. Man, that's why it was a great game, just because of how hard fought it was. And then, you know, what I kept thinking was, well, what if you get beat late in this game?
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that's gonna hurt.
Yeah.
And they found a way to gut it out and win it. And now they can relax this weekend, watch some football, and get back at it next week.
Yeah. And, you know, as the world turns, we'll see who's under center, you know. And now you got two question marks in regard to how healthy both quarterbacks will be. But you are right. And I'll say this about your McCaffrey points, Steiny. He had 9 targets in the air, caught the ball 8 times, 82 yards, 10 yards a pop for the mathematicians out there. But the bottom line is, would you rather have McCaffrey leading the league in rushing, but you're 1-4 as opposed to 4-1? Yeah, the run game needs to be better, especially if you're trying to go longer in the season and solidify a playoff spot. But just like you said, they're winning. They're figuring things out. And right now, Steiny, couldn't find another American football fan that thought Kendrick Bourne, he had a bad drop third down late in the game, but I mean, for him to show up 10 receptions for 142 yards and to watch that play out the way that it did, that's what it's about. Next man up, and that's what the 2025 Niners are about.
The other play that I thought was incredibly impressive was that drop by Bourne, believe it or not.
I was like, that might be the kill shot.
Well, the thing I noticed most was 4 seconds after he drops it, Mac Jones is right up in his face, like tapping him on the helmet, saying, don't worry about it. And that was a big drop.
Oh, man.
Like, that's usually when quarterbacks are fuming.
Yeah.
And
Aaron Rodgers would have been cussing him out.
And I just made a note of it that after Bourne made that drop, Mac Jones basically runs up to him and says, forget about it or don't worry about it. And then Bourne's the guy who makes some big catches after that. Like, that's not a backup. I mean, yes, he's a backup quarterback, but that showed me that Jones has something more. He's not just out there, like, playing quarterback.
Yeah.
He's kind of, you know,
one of the guys.
He knows how to win at quarterback. So, just a great performance by Mac Jones last night.
And I know you always give me stuff, and it's all good, about how I watch games and might get to the finality or, you know, the game's not over, but I'm like, oh, boy. But, Steiny, I got to tell you, before the Alfred Collins hell of a play to knock that ball out, I'm thinking, you know, and Kyle talked about it. He said they discussed it. Do you let the Rams score? You got time. Maybe come down and do something. But before that fumble, I'm thinking, oh, man, to have control of this game at halftime the way that the Niners did, up 17-7. Oh, man, but the fight by these young dudes and second-year players on the defense, and they didn't have, you know, they were getting tested and learning some lessons. The secondary was getting picked on, especially the second half. But then also, Steiny, the play, I don't know if you remember in overtime where Stafford rolls out, I mentioned it to you, Shasky and Spadoni, and he hits a 2-2 Atwell for what, about 40-yarder on the sideline, and just puts them in prime position to kind of go win the game, and they D up on the fourth down. I don't know if you thought, I don't know why they wouldn't pass the Rams, neither here nor there, but the Niners stopped them on that fourth down run, and here we are, 4-1 after five, man.
Yeah, the other thing that
damn,
I'm thinking of in terms of the big picture with Mac Jones is, I mean, the 49ers have played five games. They signed this guy in the offseason. He wasn't on the team last year. And so we're barely into October.
Yeah.
He's quarterbacked three games as a backup. And there's just no doubt that he's got leadership capabilities. And, I mean, most of the time when you go to a backup quarterback, you're just looking to survive. And what's hitting me is just the way the entire 49er team is responding to Mac Jones. It's clear that he's got something. He's got a physical toughness that they absolutely respect. And I was just thinking to be only five games in to this guy's first season as a backup quarterback, it's pretty amazing to see how the team has already responded to him. And it's like he's already won them over, it feels like, in three games. I don't know what's going to happen against Tampa Bay or who's going to quarterback this team down the road, but what he's done already has been pretty incredible.
No doubt. And I'll take it one step further. You tell me, had I asked you, Steiny, because it boils down to trust. You just, and the trust that I speak of is that of the head coach. I mean, how many backup quarterbacks would be entrusted to throw the ball 49 times? And Mac Jones did that and has been doing, hitting the 40 barometer, you know, the other couple of games that he played. So right there, Steiny, that tells me Stafford threw it 47 times. We know his coach trusts him. But, man, how many backup quarterbacks have that trust for their head coach to where you kind of think the passing game goes up, you know, one step further with Jones in there? So there is a trust that is real recognizable between Kyle Shanahan and Mac Jones. And that first half, I thought he was flawless, Donnie.
All right, let's get into it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Niners beat the Rams 26-23. There are a lot of aspects to that win that were very, very positive. What are you thinking about this team? What are you thinking about Mac Jones' performance? How about all the unsung heroes, whether it's Kendrick Bourne or Alfred Collins? Everybody seemed to have a hand. Tongas making catches. The 49ers win a game that we got to call an upset. No doubt about it. And they went down there and got the win. 888-957-9570 is the number and how we feeling. Here's Mac Jones from last night talking about how he's feeling after the game.
Definitely a lot of things happened, but I feel good just working through some stuff. And, yeah, I mean, I was able to play, so that's all that matters. If I feel like I can protect myself, then I feel like it's my job to be out there. So,
all right. Well, he didn't do a great job of protecting himself. Last night, boy, he played through some injury.
He got popped, boy.
And
looked like Freddy Krueger, Stan. He just kept coming back.
Yeah, I wasn't sure he was going to be able to make it.
And what about
I really
this?
Wasn't.
Putting the ball in the air 49 times, and the team as a whole not turning the ball over not once. I mean, I could make an argument, Stoney, duh, Goo. That was the difference in the game. The Rams did twice. The Niners did not turn a ball over without their starting quarterback. I mean, that helps on the road, especially when you're depleted.
Especially coming off a four-turnover performance against Jacksonville.
Damn.
You know, that's the one thing that they had to
think of that.
That they had to clean up, and it looks like they did clean it up. And the 49ers get clearly their biggest win in the year.
4-1.
Biggest regular season win in a few years. I think we can all agree on that. So let's get into it, 49er fans. 888-957-9570 is the number. And don't forget, Dub Nation, the preseason is right around the corner, and 95.7 The Game is tipping things off in style. Join us at Pier 39 on Saturday, October 4th, for a Warrior preseason special you won't want to miss. Live appearances from the Warriors' favorites, like Festus Ezeli, Zaza Pachulia. Who else is going to be there?
Tim Roy.
Kalena Azabuki,
Kalena.
Tim Roy. Monte Hill.
Yeah, we got a party, and Evan and I will be on the mic 12 to 4. If you're around, Stoney, pull up. So all the Warrior fans want to come and meet and greet all the guys and take pictures. They'll be there, and Evan and I will be on the mic. So I'm looking forward to it, Stoney. And can you believe there is a damn preseason game Sunday?
Yes, and on Saturday, we'll be giving you a chance to win tickets to the game against the Lakers on Sunday. So there it is. Evan Giddings and Guru broadcasting live from 12 to 4, Pier 39. It's
Let's
hoops,
go.
It's hype, and the season's almost here on your station for everything Warriors, 95.7 The Game. What's coming up next is 49ers Talk, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but Scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the ground. Does he make it? It doesn't look like it. Now the ball is out. When did it come out? The 49ers think they have stopped him short. They're already on the field. They're already celebrating. And that could be Marquise Siegel, the rookie, who's involved in that one. And Stafford can only come to the sideline and go, I can't believe it. What an ending.
What a job many different individuals led by Kyle Shanahan.
Thank you.
Back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I was wondering what,
Ow, man.
The game was over for...
My man
seconds.
Has lost his fastball.
That's a tough call.
Oh, look at Ease. Look at Evan.
The referee didn't make a call till like 10 seconds later. Can't call a walk-off win if you don't.
There were two or three times, Evan Steiny. He goes, the flag's on the nine. No, it's not. It's on the Rams. Get in the game. You're there. Couple times that happened.
They came back from a break.
This is great. I heard this one.
They had a graphic up of a previous game the Niners played that I can't remember, but the score was 23-20. The graphic was on the screen. And he said, oh, that was a game from that game was won by the Niners 22-20. then they go live. After the Niners score their first touchdown, and now Michael says, Niners lead 5-0.
Evan, that happened. Like, damn, Al.
I'm done.
He's a legend. That's
you're it. Godless. Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah. We got to give Bonte some love,
and
right?
You guys wonder.
No, we just, I heard.
Why I'm not going to hang on.
Look at you. We got to give him some
and
love.
And then lastly, if a quarterback drops back, completes a pass for 15 yards, gets his head taken off, they call a personal foul, they're going to tack that on to the end of the catch.
He goes, why are they moving the ball? I go, ow.
All right, I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. You're right. He's a legend, yeah, and I remember where I was for the miracle on
ice. Division games are tricky, Steiny. Shout out Bonte.
They're different. Let me know when you want me to read the email from Harry.
Let's hear it now.
You want to hear it now? Yep. All right. This is from Harry, the 49er fan who's a stalwart, but he...
Is it long?
No.
Okay.
Three paragraphs.
Hell with Harry? Well, damn, three paragraphs.
Here's his first sentence. Uh-oh, a quarterback controversy. Looks like it to me. I don't think Purdy could have done what Jones did. Mm. The Niners had some good luck, but it was luck they created, so I have to give them credit. There was a lot of money lost last night. So, no negative talk for me about the Niners. They deserve the win, and they earned the win. I can't help but think that Jones is loving this system, and I've got to say, Jones has been really, really good in all the games he's played.
Wow.
Purdy has not. I like Jones's height, and I like his strong, accurate passes. Purdy gets too many balls batted down. 265 to Purdy is looking like a bad deal.
I'm going to say this to Harry, Steiny. He's not a hater. I appreciate people like that in life that admit Butch just did it. He was down on Mac. But let's just backtrack here for a second. I asked you during the break, who was drafted higher?
Mac Jones.
And now I think we all know in sports that you're a byproduct of the system you're in. But Steiny, I'm just telling you, I know this is Brock's show, but the bottom line is this guy looks rejuvenated. Mac Jones, he's undefeated. His arm is stronger than Brock Purdy's. That's no shade. But when you step back and do a who's who and who was drafted higher and had expectations and played, you know, higher, high leverage college football, that's all Mac. So should we really be surprised at Mac's having this success in Kyle's system after Jimmy Garoppolo had success, Brock Purdy's had major success, and now, you know, for as long as we get it, Mac Jones right now is the man, Steiny, undefeated.
Yeah, and let me just...
And those are just facts. I'm not making this should happen. Your man's balling. He carved that defense up from the start. That ball was just like, whoa.
And let me remind even, you know, 49er fans who love Brock Purdy, we're all in this together.
I like that.
Yeah, we're all in this together. We're the 49ers. We're not the Brock Purdy's or the Mac Joneses, but I can sense trepidation. What do you think of this text from the Boxer and Gerson work injury
attorney's
text line?
And I want you to break that
line
down, the trepidation.
This is it. Okay. From the 909, Steinmetz ready to give Mac Jones the starting job the rest of the season. What a casual.
Nobody's saying that.
That was my guy, Harry. I read his text.
Yeah.
And I didn't say Mac Jones should be given the starting job for the rest of the season. It's just that clearly... Feels like Brock Purdy fans are feeling it.
Yeah.
But I don't know what they're feeling.
Well, I'll
say they should
this.
Be happy that Mac Jones is carrying the team so that when Brock does eventually come back, they'll be in a position to be successful rather than get Brock Purdy back and maybe you're 3-4 or 4-5 or something like that. So that's what I would have to say to that.
Let me ask you this. And again, we'll get off the Brock thing because he's hurt. But, Steiny, you talked about the 4 turnovers, 3 by Brock last week. Did the passing game look better and more crisp yesterday?
It looked good.
Okay. And it's looked good since he's been under center. So, again, I know this is a Brock show, but I'm sorry. When that day does come, and I don't think Brock's playing in Tampa just because you talked about it and others are now reporting that maybe the Niners rushed him back or he re-aggravated something. So now that you got the luxury of having a quarterback that could look like he could handle it, why would you not give him, Brock Purdy that is, more time, ample time to get ready to come back from this toe? But boy, there will be another scoreboard when he's under center. And I think that's developing. I'll go that far today. When Brock does get under center, people aren't going to forget about how this offense is looking with Mac Jones under center, how it's looked. I think that's just fair.
Well, the other thing that I really don't understand, if the 49ers are my favorite team, and that is you just lost your starting quarterback and your backup is now 3-0. All right, so what does that mean? Well, for the short term, it means that you're in first place in the NFC West and Brock Purdy's played less than half the games and Mac Jones looks like he's pretty darn good. That's what it looks like so far. What's it mean for the long term? I don't know. But there's nothing bad that can come from Mac Jones emerging or reemerging.
Yeah, I hear you.
Great. Mac Jones plays so well that we've got to figure out who's going to be the starting quarterback when Purdy comes back.
Those are good problems, good. Is what you're saying.
Good. And then if you find out at the end of the year you got 2 damn good quarterbacks, trade one and get something for them.
I got a question
for you. If you want
for
to. Like, I don't see a downside to...
All right.
Because Brock Purdy is Brock Purdy. He's the same quarterback today that he was 3 weeks ago. All that's happened is... You now look at your roster and you say, damn, we might have 2 really good quarterbacks. Mm. So if somebody can explain to me the downside of that, I'll listen.
Late in that game, after the turnover, the Niners had the ball and they were backed up. Did you, I asked Shasky and Spadoni's daughter, you didn't get a chance to answer. And I'm being real here. I'm 50-50 on should they have went for the first down, no guts, no glory, to try to end the game, because what they did is three run plays and then punted, and then the Rams were able to tie the game. Did you, in real time, did you, were you thinking, man, maybe he should be a little more aggressive, or do you think the safety last week or against Arizona, all that was in play?
So on a decision like that,
because it was crazy.
So on a decision like that, I feel like, okay, they're on their own two, and they've got to, they're in,
yeah,
they need a first down, but they can't take a risk. Like, I feel like in a situation like that, as a fan, we know in Kyle Shanahan's head what he's got to be thinking. Do I take a risk and try to put the game away, or do I play it safe, we punt it out of here, and leave it to our defense? So in a situation like that, I could kind of see maybe you go for it. You know, you try to throw the first down. Maybe you don't. Like, that's, to me, a 50-50 decision that he made, and he ran the ball. They didn't get it. They punted it. 49ers held on, won the game.
Yeah.
But I don't think at the time, like, if the Rams come and score, I mean, maybe we look back and say, why didn't he throw on third down? Well,
I hear you, Stoney.
Because he weighed it and thought it would be better the other way. I didn't have a problem with the way he
But when I
it.
Saw that fumble and the Niners celebrate, rightfully so, I'm thinking game over, dummy. It's not. They got three timeouts. But last thing about Brock. Do you think if Brock was under center, they would have tried to go for the first down? Or you think it would have went? He would have just ran the ball. We're up against
him. I don't see why they would have, because Mac Jones was throwing the hell out of it. All right, 888. Now I see full lines on the other side, and it's your time on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers win a big one.
Man.
Against all odds, the Niners go into L.A. and get a monster win.
What an ending.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country,
Hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.